Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
New phones, new watches, new us.
And I'm going to show you a new watch face. It's all coming up next on iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Tres Pontas. Freshly roasted, gourmet coffee shipped directly to you. Visit trespontas.com/iOS and use the code iOS to save 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription. I missed iOS Today. And most of all, I missed you, Megan Maroney.
Oh, we missed you, Leo.
No, you didn't. Thanks, though, to all the people who filled in, including the guy who wrote PCAL.
James Thompson.
That's really cool.
Yes. It was great. That they were all great, and they all offered something different.
Who else was on? Did you have Micah Sargent?
Micah Sargent came. We talked about pet technology. And Bradley Chambers from 9 to 5 Mac, who manages all the iPads for his school, he came on, and he was
fantastic.
Great, so we talked a lot about
it. So you were actually, this was nice, because you were actually able to get some expertise on the show while I was gone.
Some real experts on
somebody who knew what they were talking
now
about.
You just
I think
got
that's
us.
Really good. Yeah, now we're back. Sorry, I'm back. But anyway, I missed y'all. It was fun. We had a good vacation, but I'm very glad to be back. And I gather Apple, did they have an event while I was gone?
A lot happened. I should first say that this blue claw happened while you were gone.
Oh,
it happened in the last week. Last week, if you watched the show, you know that I had a fall. I was running with my middle school cross country team, and I fell down. And
were you trying to keep up with middle schoolers? Is that why?
Yeah. Well, see, that's my way of coaching is I bring up the rear, and
fall
if they are slow,
periodically.
If they are slow, then they have to talk to me.
There goes Ms. Maroney again.
They're looking behind. They're like, wait, there she comes. I'm going to speed up. But no, so no one was around when I fell.
Oh, no.
And this was a week before we got the new watch. So the first thing I thought of was like, well, I wish I had my new
the
Apple
fall
watch.
Thing. Yeah, because you could do an SOS.
Yes. But the thing about, a lot of people have been saying like, well, people are going to fall and then it's going to call 911 a bunch of times. What happens when you fall as an adult and you're basically okay, like some things are broken, et cetera, but you get up immediately. Like that's what you do.
Oh, yeah. And you go, you pop up and go, I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm fine. And so
that's not a good, that's like embarrassment. And
yeah,
you shouldn't
exactly.
do that because
yeah.
you probably shouldn't be popping up.
No. Yeah. So I fell. I definitely like had to like move my fingers back into position because I'd fallen on them. And then, I fell on my knee, my shoulder, my head.
Megan, I'm so sorry. Did you get a boo-boo everywhere?
I got a boo-boo everywhere.
Does it hurt and have a headache?
No, I'm fine now.
Does it hurt and have a temperature?
No. But I was walking around with a broken finger.
She didn't
finally
even know
went,
for a week.
I finally went to, because everybody has their opinions.
Okay.
Everyone has
another old wives' tale, which I've heard many times. They said, well, can you move it?
Yeah. If you can move it, it's not broken.
Oh, it's not broken.
Yeah.
Just, walk it off.
Right.
Rub it out.
Yeah. My dear husband said that. Many of you in the chat room said that. If you can move it, it's not broken.
As a kid, told that for years.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Not sometimes
true.
It's broken and you can move it, which you shouldn't.
Right. So I finally went. Many of you in the chat room also said, get that checked out, Megan. We care about you. I finally did. And it's a clean break across one, just the pinky. So it's, and apparently also, like you say, it's a clean break and people say, oh, yeah, well, that'll heal fast. Well, it's just one straight line.
Yeah,
and so that heals slowly.
I would just lop it off because you don't need a pinky.
That's true.
What do you do with your pinky? Nothing.
Yeah. That's why I'm always a little bit nervous about my job, because that's sort of your attitude about everything.
Just lop it off.
We don't need her.
We don't need that.
We don't need editors. We don't need it's like we don't need fingers.
No, I've been there. I used to do it all, and that's the whole point of Twit, is so that I don't have to do this all. So when did you get a cast on? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Wow.
Just yesterday. And I only have
three
fingers.
It's not signed by anybody?
Not yet. Yeah, you should sign it. Then I could sell it.
You already have talked about the new watch and the new phone
on
previous shows. No?
No, because we hadn't gotten it. We talked about iOS 12 last week.
In theory, but now we have in practice.
Yes. Yeah, we didn't have anything. We didn't have it. So now we can talk about the new phones and the new watches.
I have lots to say. Lots to say. And we're going to make our app caps be something that is new for the new phone and watch. So don't feel bad if you didn't get the new phone and watch. Should people... So what Apple... correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm watching this in a very limited bandwidth fashion. I couldn't. I tried to watch your stream. I couldn't even watch the stream.
So it was amazing.
I'm sure it was fantastic. And I quit Twitter, so I couldn't really tell anything. It sounds like Apple kept the 7 and the 8. They're adding the XS and XS Max.
We call it the 10S.
No, we don't. We call it the XS because it's excessive. And next month, and we'll get this when it comes out, they're going to do an XR or 10R. I think that's interesting. That means they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 iPhones current that they're selling.
But they didn't keep the 10.
I didn't include the 10. That's 2 7s, 2 8s, right? 8S and 8 plus.
Oh, then 1R. Right, that's
1R and an XS, 10S, and 10S Max. So that's a lot of phones.
Yeah, but no SE, no more small phone.
I have a theory. So you probably don't want the 7 or 8 unless you're upgrading from like a 5 or 6 because that's, you know, even the 8 is a year old, and maybe the 8. But I would look at the XR if you can wait till next month. This is what I told my trainer. I was talking about it because he said, I need a new phone. I said, if you can wait till next month, because it will have all the guts. This is the XS Max. It will have all the guts of the new XS series, the new Bionic 12, you know, A12 chip and all that stuff. But it'll have it in a less expensive package. The only thing you're giving up with the XR, you're getting an LCD screen. I don't think that's so bad. That's what we used. In fact, if you're not upgrading from an iPhone 10, it's going to be the same, but a very, very good display. And it will have one lens instead of the two lenses, which I'm not convinced that that's so bad, to be honest. And it's, what, about $700 starting price.
Cheap. So, I think it's $745 or $7. I mean,
I think the 10R is going to end up being perhaps for a lot of people the sweet spot.
Yeah, I was just joking when I said it was cheap. That's still expensive for a phone.
It is. I mean, but you want expensive? Try a 10S Max.
You did
$1,250 for the 256 three times. We even bought an iPhone 10. Where is that iPhone 10S? Is that here yet?
I don't.
Maybe next week?
Yeah. I don't know. I had to go into the Apple store. Well, Josh waited in the Apple store for this one for me.
This is funny because I'm in Italy and I ordered it and it came and everything.
Yeah. So
I should have ordered it from Italy. Of course, it was 9 a.m. in Italy.
That's true. I did not stay up because the Apple store guy said, well, I'll get them for you by Friday. But he did not. I know. I'm never going to trust that again. But
we
Josh,
have a business account.
Yeah.
Which gives you a whopping, what, 5% discount.
But not, I don't even think they discount the new ones.
And if it's a new phone, they don't even bother with that.
Yeah. So,
but they really want you to use this business account. So I didn't. And because I wanted to have it, and you wanted to have it in time for the show.
So Josh waited in line in the Apple store and bought mine. And then I went to the Santa Rosa Apple store to buy my Apple Watch. And I was sitting there minding my own business. And all of a sudden, I look up and I see that there's police everywhere and there's like fingerprinting. Someone had just robbed the store.
You tweeted. And funny thing, that's the second time that store had been robbed in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was robbed for $35,000 worth of merchandise at the end of August before there was even the new stuff.
Yeah.
I think the crooks came back. They said, oh, crap, we didn't get the new phone.
I don't get it because like the store is completely full with people holding cameras, essentially. There were tons of people who recorded
it. Were they wearing masks?
No. Just hoods.
They're just
nitwits. They grabbed it. Well, see, that's what I thought.
You got to be a nitwit.
But then some people on Twitter say that there's like some rings of crime rings know what they're doing and they bring it to someone and maybe they have to prove themselves through this stealing.
Well, here's the reason you want to buy it from the store. This is all really Apple's fault because remember they put the activation lock on a few years ago. Because there was such a brisk business in stolen iPhones, people were taking them out. You'd be taking a selfie and somebody would rip it out of your hands. So as you know, unfortunately, bad guys don't seem to know. A stolen iPhone is no good to you. You can't reactivate it as your phone. So the market for stolen iPhones disappeared. And as a result, people stopped stealing iPhones out of your hand. But now they steal them off of trucks, out of stores, anywhere they can get them before they've been activated.
That's what it is.
That's why there's a market in this.
Well, yeah, because that's what the guy at the Apple store said. I learned two things. He said, that hackers can get around it. And also Apple stores are told not to do anything. They're not, you know,
Well, of course not. This is the same thing at the bank. It's not your money. It's not your phone. Yeah. Don't be a hero.
Right. But a customer did tackle someone and they caught him.
They caught him? They got the guy?
Yeah.
That means the whole ring's busted now.
Exactly.
He'll squeal like a parrot.
Right. So
I'm sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to say that.
Alternatively, I might say that I lost, that I broke my finger by tackling someone in the Apple store.
So, folks, don't do that. That's dumb.
Yeah.
It's not your iPhone. I know. You know what it is? People get their adrenaline gets up and they get offended by the whole idea.
Right.
But never resist. If somebody comes in and takes it, just let them say, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Save your energy for saving small children.
Or yelling at Tim Cook at stockholders meetings. Things like that.
Yeah.
Important things. So, we're not going to talk about any of this.
We're not?
Well, did you want to change the subject? Because we were going to talk about photography.
Yes, yeah.
But we don't have to now. Maybe we should save photography for next week and talk about it because they have quite a bit to say about these things.
We do. I mean, I don't know. We can talk about photography because you took a lot of pictures.
I took a lot of pictures.
Because we haven't had our phones.
I plagued people with my pictures.
See, I don't think I could give a full review of my XS because I've only had it for a couple of days. A
couple of thoughts, though, I'll say.
Okay.
Right up front. The iPhone XS is pretty much identical to the iPhone X, the one you already know and love, except for a faster processor. And if you do if you look at the iFixit teardown, Apple took the opportunity to really, as some people say, paint the inside of the fences. Things like the original iPhone X had two batteries in it because they, I guess, didn't have time to make a custom battery. This has a custom L-shaped battery, which gives it a little bit better battery life. Although you might be saddened to hear that the new XS has less battery than the X. A little bit less.
Because it's, but it's bigger. Is it because
no,
it's bigger?
No, the X. The XS, not the XS Max.
Right. Okay.
God, I hate these names.
I do too.
The XS Max is bigger and does have the most battery of any iPhone. Also the most screen. I mean, that's a big screen. But don't get all excited because in most cases, well, for instance, the first thing I said, well, oh, how many more icons do I get on the home screen? None. It's the same six rows of icons plus the dock. So the icons are bigger. There is about 13% more screen real estate, but an application will have to be written to take advantage of it. Most aren't. So really, and actually I think there's some who think this is this is actually Apple's intent. This is a phone for older eyes, number one, because it's, and I have to say, I turned the zoom on. It's like, wow, that's big. I can see that. But Apple wants to appeal to everybody, not just kids. And so, for older eyes, but also it's a status symbol. And there's a lot to be said for the fact that these new iPhones are really designed not just for the U.S., but for the world, in particular for China. So, for instance, I got, if I can get it out of the case, gold one.
Oh, yeah. See, I got the one you did.
Gold is a color that is very popular in China, I'm told. And furthermore, that the Chinese who buy these iPhones, because they're very, very expensive in China, buy them as status symbols. So they want a phone. Get out of the.
I would help you, but I only have one hand. Do you have to peel it out of there?
I don't know how to get it out. I'm going to turn bright red right now, just in case.
This is
anyway, I want to show you the gold. I should have taken it out before the show. But because of the size is actually a status symbol, right? It's big. There's the gold. Is my phone talking to me now?
Siri
said, "Stop playing with me." Okay. I don't know how to respond to that. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was prying him out of the case. So this is the gold. It's not super gold on the back.
No.
But you know what is gold, which is very pretty, is the stainless steel bezel. You can see that probably a little bit better on the close-up. But this is only tinged gold.
Yeah.
You got the slate gray, it looks like.
Yeah, the space gray. A lot of fingerprints on there.
Yeah.
But I do like it. Mostly I got it because my last one was silver and you got the gold. So
right.
I got the other one.
There's no longer the issue of, oh, golly. Should we care about the back because the front will be white or black? That's not an issue. They're all the same because there's very little bezel anyway. So really, most people put in a case, right? You're probably not going to see much of it at all. Apple does have some cases. I got one for Lisa. There's an OtterBox case that has a window in the back so you can kind of see what color phone you got. And actually, when she gets here, I'll show you because it looks pretty nice. I bought because I was so happy with the Folio case from Apple, despite its expense, which is $99. But I was so happy with it for the iPhone X that I got it again, but this time in product red style.
I have some Nomad cases. They sent me these that are similar, but they're six, I think, and I'm not exactly
a lot less
sure.
expensive, well, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's pretty similar, except they don't go all the way. Yeah, so that one's $59.95.
That's
a rugged
$40
Folio. And then
You're definitely going to want a case. And I guess my real point is, who cares what color you get, right? Because you're going to hide it immediately.
Yeah, this one seems to be a little bit easier to get in and out than your...
Well, I'm not going to take it out often.
But then the they also have this folio case that's three trifold, Nomad does, that I really like.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I'm not sure how to... I think you close it like this and it never sort of closes flat, which...
Like that.
But it does leave room for more money. That was my problem with the Apple cases.
No,
if you
want to
put
case,
cash in there...
It's real trade-off on wallet cases between... what you put in there and whether it closes nicely. And so I just put one very large bill in. So I have money.
Your hundy.
I put a hundo in there.
A hundo.
And that way I have a little money.
Mm-hmm.
See there? But, and this, it holds the cards nicely. Doesn't impede, and you should check this, some cases impede wireless charging.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple case does not. And it closes because it's a very supple leather. Closes pretty nicely, so... I actually was happy with the last one, so I got another one.
Yeah, I should check to see how that $100 bill fits in this wallet,
okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Good thinking. I have a stack of hundos. Would you like some euros instead?
Oh, look at that. Let's see how it fits in.
Yeah, it's nice, crisp.
I don't even know. Do you think you put the money...
I'm going to write your name in magic marker
okay.
on it.
You think the cash goes there?
I'm going to eat this.
Okay. And then...
And then magically it's going to appear. Didn't want to really delve into cases yet, but I guess we could. I just want to point out, because I think there are people thinking, well, which one should I get?
Mm-hmm.
That the XS Max doesn't give you a lot more real estate. It does a few interesting things. You can turn some apps sideways, Apple's apps sideways. A few, like messages, you can turn sideways. I know. Is that a selling point?
I don't know.
I'll show you this cheap one too.
I'll open it.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not doing it.
Oh.
Isn't there a thing that you can... Oh, maybe I'm wrong. So it gives you a two-column view, that kind of thing.
Oh.
But I think you should... If you like the iPhone X size, maybe you should look at the XS. Or hold off and look at the XR. Because I think the XR is going to be dollar for power, dollar for value. Mm-hmm. Going to be the best... choice, but you have to wait till it comes out next month.
Yeah. All right. So now let's talk about photography.
Okay.
What do you think?
I took a lot of pictures. It's funny because I cheated.
You didn't take pictures with your iPhone?
No, exactly. I did.
Oh.
So the cheat was I think I've told a few people this. I'm just going to bring one camera, one 50mm lens. Chris Marquardt, our photo guy, said, try this. It'll be best thing ever happened to your photography because you'll have to zoom by walking in and out. It was a manual focus lens, so you really have to take your time. And I did get some wonderful shots with it. But many's the time where I'm thinking, I want a bigger, wider shot. I want a panoramic. So I would end up whipping out the iPhone and taking pictures with the iPhone. Or I'll be honest, with the Pixel 2, which I also had. And I have to say now with the new iPhone XS and really a massive improvement in camera, these phones are rapidly getting to the point where you probably don't need to bring... You certainly don't need to bring a point and shoot. You may not even need to bring a professional camera. These phones are so good. These cameras are so good that, I could probably show you the pictures, some of the pictures I took on the trip, and you'd be hard pressed to say, is that a camera phone or is that the, pricey Sony A7 R3 and or R2? I guess I brought and a Leica lens and all of that stuff, and you'd be hard pressed. I can only tell by looking at them.
And then, would they print similarly? Would you be able to print them up?
The camera I was using was 42 megapixels compared to the 12 megapixels on the iPhone. So if you're going to print giant posters, I'll give you an example. So these are the postcards I sent. And actually, the first app I wanted to mention is Bill Atkinson's amazing photo card. Because what I decided to do is instead of Instagramming stuff, I thought, I'm going to send postcards to my family and friends. And actually, I'm now putting them up on my blog. So I'm going to send postcards to my family and friends from Bill Atkinson. That way, they're mailed locally from Palo Alto. And so they get there pretty quick. Although there's still three cards coming. Mm-hmm. I still get home before, as you always do, before the postcards arrive. But can you tell which of these? They're really nice reproductions here.
Mm-hmm.
They're laminated. They're big quality. Can you tell which of these is a camera? Is that fancy camera? I think when you look at something with a lot of detail, like this is the picture of the Seville Cathedral.
What did you take? that picture with.
That's with the good camera. Uh-huh. You can tell the difference. But this is with the camera phone. And frankly, if I didn't tell you that, I think you'd have to do a lot of what they call pixel peeping. Really look at the original mm-hmm. image and look deep down to see the difference. I think that they print out.
That looks like a professional photo. Like that looks like an advertising photo or something.
I guess my point is when you say, how does it print? Well, mm-hmm. print's fine for most of the things people are doing, mm-hmm. right? And certainly for Instagram or Facebook, when you're putting it on the web, the quality of a 12 megapixel is just fine. This is with the iPad.
Really? You took a photo with the iPad? Why would you do that?
It's just what I had handy. And I wanted to get, we were about to get on the plane. I thought, I should really send a starting postcard out, right? This is on the way out. It's my first card. But that's the point. When you're printing them at this size, now maybe you could tell the difference. This is one of the things Apple's selling with the new cameras is this ability to change what they call depth of field. Notice Lisa's in focus, and this is a rock in Ibiza that was the basis for the rock in Close Encounters. And they claim it's very magnetic and strange things happen. But she's in crisp focus. It's not. Now, that's something you can do now with the new iPhone. In fact, you can even do it after the fact with a slider. It's not, I'll tell you the truth, it's not as good as this is, but it's pretty close.
You can tell. I can tell that's not like portrait mode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little clearer. Anyway, I think that was the only one. This might be a camera phone as well. Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, this is another example. This is with the iPhone. The 50mm lens I was using would have got this much of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Nice sunset, but it would have missed this really great clouds. So I said, shoot, and I got out the iPhone. And frankly, again, if I didn't tell you, you probably would be hard-pressed to say, that's a camera phone. How could you foist that upon us?
And it's only if you compare it to the other ones, really, that you would even notice.
Where you really notice is something that has a lot of detail, like this picture of the hillside in Positano, Italy. There's especially, now you probably can't tell on the postcard because it's printed and all that. But if you saw the original and you see the detail in the original, I think you would be able to tell the difference. And by the way, I'm displaying these on you'd have to use a very big high quality screen, maybe an iMac Pro to really pixel peep it appropriately. But if you do, you'd probably see the difference. Let me see if I can.
Right, and it depends on what people are watching this on as well, right?
Well, when you're watching at home, you're seeing the worst quality of all, right? I don't know if this is exactly that picture, but here's an example. And that's maybe beautiful. Even now, certainly you sitting next to me, you can tell when I zoom in, there's a lot more detail.
Yeah.
Right? The camera phone, if you zoom in on an iPhone or any camera phone, it'll start to get smushed. The detail will start to disappear. And so that's one advantage of 42 megapixels compared to 12. And in a picture like this, there's a lot of detail. You know, there's little people on the beach. And you can really zoom in on them.
But you did not edit this photo at all?
No, this is unedited. But printed on, I haven't yet got to the editing. You want to talk a little bit about some of the programs you might
use? Yeah, I want to talk. Yeah. I want to talk about all of it.
So, of course, what I normally do is I go home and I pretend I'm going to do it on Lightroom and never get around to it. And my poor kids will have to deal with this when I'm dead. But most people, it's better to have a workflow that's a little more in tune with, you know, the time you have. So you can use Lightroom kind of in a simple way. This is Lightroom for the iPad, and it has a lot of the editing capabilities. This is a free program, but really only makes sense if you're going to be using Lightroom on the desktop, because what happens is I'm working actually on a JPEG. The iPad cannot handle raw images directly. Mm. So I'm working on a JPEG, but any changes I make to the compressed image, and by the way, there's still a lot of detail in that compressed image. Any changes I make to the compressed image will be then propagated to my desktop and applied to the raw image. So this is a great way to, you know, you can, if you can triple tap this to approve it, to say reject it if you don't want it. So it's a great way to go through pictures and say, oh, I'm going to keep these, I'm not going to keep that, to make some quick changes to lighting or effects. That's very handy.
Can can I look at that picture again? So can we move a step back? That's Lisa, right?
That's Lisa.
See, part of, is it?
Yeah.
So part of this is like you taking a picture. Like when you, do you remember that moment? Like, cause I never take good, even whatever camera you have, like you took a good picture.
I'm showing you the good pictures.
Okay.
But I'm not going to show you the bad pictures.
Like, were you just like, oh, I'll take a picture now? Or did you know that like taking her, like she's.
Well, here's another picture I took. I didn't show you, right?
But
there's
like
lots of pictures I'm not going to show you.
But the rules that are there,
the art of this
rules
is
that
to
you follow, like when,
yeah. Well, there's a composition rule here. Yeah. If you think about it, there's a road, there's movement. There's she's at the end of the road. The funny thing is, and I didn't do this consciously, but it echoes a picture I took very early in the trip.
Alex C says iOS 12 supports raw editing on A9 or later processors. Does our iPad have an A9 or later processor?
Yeah. So. That's an interesting question, which I haven't yet been able to verify. So it's my opinion it's not. I haven't been able to prove this. You know, I'll have to ask Renee Ritchie. Maybe he'll have some better insight into this. When you put the – so there's – how do you get your photos into an iPad or an iPhone? You can't just, you know, use a card reader, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of ways to do it. Most often the way you'll do it, and all of the cameras I use support this, is the camera has Wi-Fi. You pair it to the device, and it copies all the photos off the cards. Those are all JPEGs. Sorry, but that's all you're copying. If you use the camera connection kit, I think you can copy the JPEG. But remember, in every case, a JPEG has an associated RAW. You can copy the RAWs, but in every case, a RAW has an associated sidecar JPEG file. That's the file that's displayed on the little screen on your camera. And I'm of the opinion that that's what you're seeing when Apple, you know, shows you the image. It's not, you know, yeah, it started with a RAW image, but it's showing you the JPEG render from the camera. But I'll have to look into that. There is a card reader, and the card reader theoretically reads RAWs, you know, if you use the camera compatibility kit. I really don't think that part of the reason is there's a different RAW file for every format for every camera made. And I don't think that Apple is putting Apple Camera RAW, that's what it puts on a Macintosh, on the iOS devices. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot of work, and it would require a lot of updates because new cameras come out all the time. So in order to read the RAW file from this Sony, it would have to have a special processing power to do that. I think it's just using the JPEG, but we'll see. You know, I don't know. Somebody can correct me. This is Valencia. Do you know the guy who did the whale in New York City?
The station
next to the 9/11 memorial, which is very controversial. His name is Santiago Calatrava. He's from Valencia, and he has a bunch of incredible buildings.
The mall that is right by, yes, by,
yes, this
by
is, the, yeah, have you been
does
there?
Look like, yeah, yeah, in the
City of Arts and Sciences, it's mm-hmm. called. It's incredibly dramatic.
Yeah, what is that thing called in New York City? I forgot, but yeah, it does look similar to that.
And yeah, you can see it's inside. His style, yeah, and you can even see the whale bones there. So anyway, I got off track.
Yeah, we did. But
you asked me a question, how do you make a good picture?
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. I really don't know. There is some composition, you think about it, but I think it is what's less important. The least important thing is what device you're using, and that's why I'm really excited by what Apple's doing mm-hmm. with these iPhones, because I think that really the quality of the image they're getting. Now, the iPhone itself can shoot RAW, and I think probably what the person in the chat room is thinking is that because you can shoot a RAW on the iPhone, yeah, you're working with the RAW, but it doesn't understand Sony's camera RAW or Canon's camera RAW or Nikon's camera RAW. I bet you it doesn't. I would say it understands the iPhone camera RAW.
Does your iPad, like, then understand it? Like, if you, through iCloud or however you get your pictures?
Yeah, I guess. It's Apple's own format, so probably. I don't know. You know, I'm unclear on it. I think it's a little bit of a muddle. But I do say that that's irrelevant for most people. Most people don't, you know, what is probably a lot of you listening saying, what are you talking about RAW? RAW is a file that contains every bit of the information from the camera's sensor, unprocessed. And in fact, if you looked at a RAW file by itself, it would be black and white. It wouldn't have any color information. So the camera makes a version of the file called a JPEG, which is a compressed lower quality, much smaller. My camera, the RAW files are 42 megapixels. The JPEGs are a few megabytes. The JPEGs are 5 megabytes. highly compressed. It also makes a lot of decisions about color, about how to render it, right? Because it is adding color to it. So those decisions are kind of locked in. You can change them. But if you're working with the camera raw file, the sky's the limit. Nothing's locked in. You get to decide how to render it. You can modify it. You can use different renderers. Adobe has one. Apple has one. There's lots of different renderers. So you can choose. You have much more control of the ultimate output. Professional photographers will shoot in RAW. The problem with RAW is it requires significant post-processing on your part. Most people, everybody shoot JPEGs or something like it. Apple has its new HEIC format. And that's fine. That's probably just the best way to do it, especially with a camera phone. And then you don't have to think about it. It's, the phone is doing all the rendering. But for instance, one of the complaints I've been hearing, I don't really notice this, but about the new iPhone XS is that the front camera selfies are highly modified. Have you noticed that?
I don't know if I've taken a selfie.
They're beautified quite a bit. The reason is they're taking out blemishes. They're smoothing things out. If you do it in portrait mode, and you'll see people have posted some comparisons about that. The image is massively modified. A professional photographer doesn't want that. Professional photographer, look, you can kind of see this on the image I just took. It's very creamy.
Is that portrait mode or not?
Yeah, this is in portrait mode. They're smoothing out a lot of stuff. Not enough.
Yeah, I know. They're not smoothing out enough stuff on mine
either. But they're smoothing out a lot of stuff. That's smooth.
The
problem is... Yeah, you look beautiful.
Don't I, though?
The problem, if you were making a face, but zoom in on your skin because your skin is actually perfect.
Yes, it is. No, my skin is not perfect. There's a blemish right there.
Yeah, but that's much reduced from if you just had a regular image. And so Apple's doing a huge amount of processing, as does everybody, but Apple does even maybe more on the portrait lens. Than anybody. And so a professional is going to say, well, yeah, that's nice, but that means Apple's choosing what that picture is going to look like, not me.
Yeah.
So there is a little controversy going on right now about the portrait mode on the front-facing camera on the iPhone, that it's doing too much.
Mm. I think we should continue talking about photography because I have a lot more questions. But
let me show you. Yeah, we'll take a break. But do you want to take a break?
Well, yeah, I wanted to take a coffee break and then talk more.
We'll do a coffee break because I do have – I started talking about the photo editors I use. And okay. I have a whole list of photo editors that I am going to recommend.
Okay.
But first, let's take a coffee break.
I have two cups. This is the one that I can smell.
Which one
South
is this?
America.
This is fabulous. I can smell South America from here.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tres Pontas, which means 3 points. You see the mountain on the logo? That's the 3 points. The Tres Pontas region of Brazil. But this is more than just, a great Brazilian coffee. This is a single source family farm. The Race Family Farm, they've never before sold their coffee in America. So you may say, I've had that. No, you've never had coffee this good. This is, first of all, Brazilian coffee, right? That's a great start. And this coffee is raised at a high altitude on the Race Family Farm. They've been doing this for three generations, over 100 years. Some of the best premium coffee in Brazil. The Tres Pontas folks said, we really need to bring this to the United States. They ship the beans from the family up to the United States green and roast them here so that you get fresh roasted. Look, this one was specially roasted for me on September 10th.
Oh, just for you.
Just for me, 2018. So it's fresh. And that's really important to quality. You can get it roasted in all the different, dark, medium, light. I always get the French roast. This is probably, though, if you really want to taste the real flavor in the coffee, the best way to get it is medium roast. So you're not really burning the bean. Notice this pulped natural. That's really important. Coffees from other regions have to be washed because they get moldy. Coffee that is grown at high altitude in Brazil in the Race Family Farm does not need to. It does not get moldy because of the high altitude. So the pulp is left on. This is really important to a smooth cup of coffee. You're not getting it on most of the beans you're buying. It's been washed off, that pulp, and that thing is so important to the overall flavor of the coffee. So you're getting half the coffee bean because they wash it off. So this is pulped natural. These are not washed coffees. The other thing I love about this, let me show you this. This is so cool, is you can see where your bean was grown. Let me take a picture on the back. They have a QR code. They also have an altitude, longitude and latitude if you don't want to do it. But let me do the QR code here, see if I can get it. And I'll click the link on Google Maps. This is where the bean was grown. I like to actually turn on the satellite.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I can really zoom in
There's your bean.
That bean. That's where it is, on the Race family farm. Tres Pontas makes the best coffee you've ever had. And you can subscribe so you always have a fresh bag. It's 100% Arabica beans. I know that means a lot to some people. I don't like the Robusta beans. I love the Arabica beans. It's non-GMO. It is certified kosher. They're hand-picked, roasted by hand in small batches, pulped naturally. So you'd get to keep that pulp. The beans are sent to you on your schedule every 1, 2, or 4 weeks with free shipping in the U.S. And they make them a little smaller, 12-ounce bags, so that you don't want a big bag. I see people buy giant bags of coffee at Costco. I think by the time you get halfway through that bag, those beans are going to be ancient. Fresh is important. Light, medium, dark, and French roast. And here's the really wonderful deal. When you sign up for a subscription at their website, TRESPONTAS, trespontas.com/iOS, you'll get 10% off every bag of coffee. And because you heard this on iOS today, you're going to go to trespontas.com/iOS, right? Yes, to show your support for the show, but you also get another 10% off. That means when you use the offer code iOS, 20% off, but you have to sign up for the subscription to get the discount. It only works on subscriptions. That's the 10%, and then the iOS offer code for another 10%, but again, only on subscriptions. So 20% off makes this coffee not only the best coffee you've ever had, but the least expensive. And by the way, we've mentioned it before, but they also sell olive oil from Chile that is the best olive oil. Tres Pontas, TRESPONTAS.com/iOS. Use the code iOS, 20% off your subscription, and you can mix and match and, make it all work for you. Oh, I love this coffee.
It's nice to have a subscription, too, because if you ever have too much, then you can just give it as a gift.
It is a great, man, if you have a coffee lover, actually give the subscription as a gift. Mm-hmm. If you have a coffee lover in your family, wow, is this a great gift. Do we have, is there a special day of some kind coming up? Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Go to somebody's house for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. They worked really hard, cooked all day. Give them a Tres Pontas coffee subscription. TresPontas.com/iOS.
Give it away to trick-or-treaters.
I always give coffee to trick-or-treaters. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee. It goes great with all that sugar.
All right. So let's talk about some of your photo editing apps.
So Lightroom, as I mentioned, if you're a pro, you already know Lightroom. I think Lightroom on the iPad works very nicely in harmony with Lightroom on the desktop. But a lot of times people don't want to, that's too much effort. So I'll show you a few other really great ones. We'll start with a free Google program called Snapseed. And I'll be honest, often I will just work in Snapseed. Oops. I don't want to take a picture here. I will just cancel that out, add a photo to Snapseed, open from device. Here we go. Let's take a picture from my trip. What do you say? You know, I have some sunsets that came out a little washed out. Seeing a little washed out. So I know people who use Instagram and most programs now really love these filters. So, yeah, if you want filters, you absolutely can do fill. Well, that fixes up pretty quick. Or accentuate. Faded glow. Ooh. But you don't have to use the filters. They also have a variety of really powerful editing tools. Everything from, simple tuning. And I love the interface on this. So it says tune the image. These are the things in Tune Image I can do. And this is the kind of stuff that, frankly, Lightroom does, but doesn't do quite as intuitively because you slide your fingers along. Let's bring up the saturation, bring up the color a little bit. Oh, look at that. Now the sun's popping a little bit. You know what, though? The whites are too white here. So let me turn the highlights down a little bit and turn the shadows up. You see how the interface is kind of really interesting because it's all finger, and that's how it should be. There's also an auto-adjust feature. I know a lot of people like that. Huge number of filters, including one that I use a lot, which is an HDR, very good quality HDR filter. Of course, monochrome. A lot of us are big fans of monochrome. And now, normally you wouldn't turn a sunset into black and white, but boy, it actually kind of looks good, doesn't it? So that's Snapseed. That's free. Google's been making this for a while. In fact, they bought the company that makes it, Nick, just to get that program, which is kind of sad for people like me who use the Nick filters, some of the best filters out there. A lot of people, of course, know about Affinity Photo. This is kind of overkill, I think. But if you're a Photoshop user and you want that kind of power, Affinity Photo, we showed this before, is extremely powerful tool that will remind you a lot of Photoshop. And that's one of the problems. Now, they have very good tutorials, and I highly recommend you take a look at the tutorials because this is an extremely complex program with lots of controls in the menu. But if you're looking for raw power and you're willing to spend some time learning what to do, Snapseed's easy. Anybody can use Snapseed. That's for the casual user. For somebody who wants to get real serious, spend the, I think it's 20, it's expensive. How much is Affinity? 20 or 40 bucks? The reason I'm not clear is because they've given discounts in the past. But take a look at Affinity Photo. It is a, what do they say now? I can't read that. 20. That's a, actually.
And then do you pay for it again if you use it on the Mac or?
Yeah, it's a separate purchase, Mac or PC, Mac or iOS. I would say this is great for iOS. There's some competitors like Pixelmator on the desktop or even Photoshop itself that probably should be in your consideration. But for $20, Photoshop's $800. Pixelmator is also available for iOS, and they've done a great job. Pixelmator 3, I think, is the current version. Slow to load because I don't think I've ever loaded it. There it is. Oh, yeah, I have.
Was that how you got around on your trip?
That's what we rode everywhere. Pretty cool, huh? there are also, and I should mention this, I don't use them a lot, but I know that people like to play with their pictures. And these are, Andy and Akko told me about these years ago, brushstroke, waterlog, glaze, and tangle effects are effects programs that take an image and allow you to do just really wild things like turn it into an oil painting or a watercolor. I would use this judiciously, certainly, but let's take a Snapseed edited version of that sunset.
Mm.
And now, let's go crazy. What do you say? Mm. So these are built-in filters that let you do kind of artsy things, right? Here's a cartoon effect. How you like that? Now that's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
I like looking at those, but I never know what to do with them.
Well, that's my point is I wouldn't go to these on a regular basis, but every once in a while, you want an Instagram or you want, you know, it's going to pop or just kind of have some fun with it. So this is Tangled, which is a great choice, but there's quite a few like this. I think Tangled probably has more options. You've probably heard of Prisma.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one very similar. Prisma's claim to fame was that they used artificial intelligence.
Right.
It's, I don't know.
That's my claim to fame.
Yeah, my intelligence is completely artificial. There's also waterlog, glaze, brushstroke, flare effects. For some reason, my Prisma is not installing. But
they were the first, though. Animatics was one that... Mm-hmm.
This has all been recently out forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, Animatics was a recent one that I have here that it animates it as well. I don't know why you did that.
This is our studio audience. See, to me, this looks like I had some bad mushrooms. I know.
I
don't
exactly
really understand.
And why you would, why wouldn't you do that? This one, where it's just sort of breathing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's good. I'll tell you what I do. I put all of these apps on the phone or on the iPad. I actually, by the way, like to copy my phone's ringing. Mm-mm. Apple's calling me.
Oh, interesting.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Answer it. Wait, raise it up.
Why would Apple be calling me? I'm just going to pretend I didn't see that. What did I say? I don't really like to do this stuff on my phone. I really like to do it on iPad. Mm-hmm. The iPad is made for this, and I have an iPad Pro. You know, I was hoping that the new iPad Pros would come out this time, but I guess we're going to see them next month.
Yeah.
I really think the iPad Pro is the best photo editor ever, especially if you're on vacation, because it's so light, so easy to carry around. I used PicCollage to make that collage of images from Barcelona of the ham. It's just, I really, did I show you that? Because sometimes, You know, most of the time I just wanted one picture on here. But sometimes you want to have, you know, you couldn't pick one. Oh. So you just pick collage to make a collage of some of the images in Barcelona. There's the guy I was trying to find. Another guy in the tunnel. I don't know what it is about me in tunnels. I guess my suggestion is download as many of these as you can find. A lot of them are free. And play with them. And you'll find, here's another one that I really like called Afterlight. Oh, this is annoying. This is that new thing that iOS 12 does, which is it takes the app. Oh, you haven't used this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have to turn that off. It takes it off the device. And so now I'm re-downloading Afterlight. But that's another good one. So there are plenty. Yeah, there you go. Afterlight 2. There are plenty of really good choices out there. I think, you know, as we haven't really mentioned, but there are a lot of third-party cameras as well out there. And we've talked in the past about Obscura 2, which just came out. Halide, also very good. Those are cameras that give you access to the photo raw capabilities of the iPhone. I think those are great, but honestly, the iPhone camera is pretty much my go-to for almost everything. I use Hyperlapse to do stop action, hyper, you know, speed up stuff. And then these are the apps that I use all the time to copy over. This is the Sony app to copy over images from my my camera. And that makes it very easy. My workflow basically was at the end of every day, I'd copy everything over to the iPad, go through a few editing things, then launch Bill's fantastic photo card app and make a postcard, which I would then send out at the end of every day. And that was kind of fun.
How did it feel not to be constantly thinking about posting to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook?
It was great. Lisa posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I ended up posting these postcards on my blog. I thought, well, this is a perfect way to blog.
Mm-hmm.
So not all the postcards are up yet, but because I wanted to wait till people got them physically before I put them on the blog. I didn't want to scoop them. So I think that that was the trade-off. I did that very consciously. Well, what if I did pick one picture a day? And wrote a little description and sent that off to friends and family. And I thought that worked quite well. Mm-hmm. Friends and family were not happy because they got this big stack. My daughter said, what? To send half that many. And can you tighten up the writing a little bit? Okay, honey. Okay. You know how kids will tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right? I also told you that. So.
Yeah. You said put more humor in it.
Yeah.
There was humor in it.
Read
humor.
One.
You want to hear a humorous one? Yeah. I know there's a humorous one in here somewhere. I don't remember.
Yeah, Mike in the chat room is talking about how you use the phrase workflow on your vacation.
Yeah.
Your vacation workflow.
Don't do workflow. Here we are. Here's Lisa chatting with a local.
Oh, okay.
From Poggio. That's on the Isle of Elba, tiny town high atop Mount Capena on the Isle of Elba. Napoleon was exiled here. For 9 months. But it seemed like he got around even more than George Washington. Even the pizza places have signs saying Napoleon ate here. Poggio is famous for two things, chestnuts and charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was actually, I should have taken a picture of it. There was a big sign that said, welcome to Poggio, home of chestnuts and charcoal. The chestnut trees were planted. They cover the entire mountain. And, of course, they're edible chestnuts and they ate them. The charcoal was used to purify the iron, because that was the other resource on the island of Elba. The hills used to be infested with Tuscan wild pigs, but they were all turned into salami some times ago. That's a joke.
Okay.
We hiked it. It's true, though. We hiked a trail built in the... Oh, look, the audience is leaving now. Okay, you told me to do comedy. We hiked a trail. I never said I was funny. We hiked a trail built in the 8th century by the Lombards. It's true. It's 8th century... to an ancient chapel in the sky, which oddly also featured a pokey stop. Also true.
Oh.
Yeah. Then back down for a typical lunch featuring boar stew and polenta. That's it. That's the story. It's a good picture, though, of Lisa and the cat.
It is a really good picture. And it's a great postcard. It is beautiful.
See, that's humor, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. You could frame those... And
I'm going
to
send, next time I'm sending one every week.
Send a bunch of frames to Abby and tell her this is what you're supposed to do. All right. Is it time for our app cap?
Is it already that time?
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies when you're boring people.
Obviously, you have a lot more to say about photography and iOS and our phones and our watches.
I'll just say this. You've got an amazing system when you have an iPad Pro, the software that's available for that. Even if you're using a professional camera or just using an iPhone camera or even just the iPad Pro camera and programs like this, you can do wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a revolution in photography. And photographers hate it because you know what?
Robots are stealing your jobs.
Yes. Normal people are doing great photography thanks to these tools. Thank you, Apple, for making all this possible. That's all I have to say. Yeah. Now,
all right.
I have one more thing to say. The Bears. did I have this already or did you guys bring this? I had this already. This is a Chicago Bears, or is it a Cubs? Bears. The Chicago Bears.
The C is for Chicago.
Jester hat. Well, the Cubs are also in Chicago, and their logo is similar.
I was saying that out loud for myself.
You, on the other hand, are wearing the hat of the Dread Pirate Priscilla.
Yeah, Patty picked this out for me, so
that.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Patty,
nice choice,
from
Patty.
Chicago. We're wearing hats because it's our app cap time. We're wearing
app caps,
really. And I wanted to do the Shortcuts app, the new Shortcuts app.
This is part of
iOS
12. Now, the good news is most of you have, there's a feather floating, most of you have iOS 12 by now, right? This is one of the things Apple does so well.
And you can have it even back to, I think, the iPhone 6 or 5?
6S, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly it would run well on anything
6S. The SE also, because Huck has an SE and he downloaded it.
And it's great. I love iOS 12, right?
I do, yeah. I love everything about it. And so they bought the Workflow app, Apple did a while ago, and so they turned the Workflow app into Shortcuts. So it's still a little bit confusing. So that's part of why I wanted it to make it my app cap, because I need some help with it. Okay, let me move my hat.
So this looks a lot like Workflow.
Yeah, it looks, and it took all my workflows.
Sure.
From,
why would it change?
Okay, let me.
You could take the hat off.
What? No. What?
What? Never.
Here, I think I rearranged it in a way that
beautiful.
Now I can see. Beautiful. Now you can see perfectly.
Yes. Okay. It's fixed everything. You said initially that your workflow hadn't been renamed.
Yeah, because I had to. It's perfect. There we go.
That's the beauty of this hat. Priscilla.
We really also wear these hats so that when we're not advertising for any app, so like people can't use this as part of their commercial when
that's
they're like,
true.
Look, because it's so ridiculous.
Look at this wonderful review. Oh, dear. It really spoils it by people wearing stupid hats.
Yes. That way we may remain journalistically. Retain
these
our integrity.
These hats are about journalistic integrity,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
They are. Okay, so, all right, so this is what it looks like.
Keep hitting our mics.
And now they're connected to Siri. So I have this one that I just made, Say Cheese. So I can say, let's say cheese.
Well, and this then is it dramatic
took, it
right
took
now.
A photo.
Oh, it did. Oh, okay.
Well, let's make sure.
Because it went right back to.
So, it took that beautiful photo.
Of your
there.
Floor. Okay. Well, yeah.
See?
Okay.
Well, I could have held it here. Let me hold it up to you. Say cheese.
That's neat.
And then.
I use that even better. Boy, my chin looks a lot like the table.
Let me try this again. Works every time. Say cheese.
Now wait. Okay.
I'm waiting.
It does. See, you got to work on your workflow.
Yeah.
Because you need to have some like feedback.
There we go. There we go.
Nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's lovely.
That's a good picture of you.
Yeah. Wearing a Chicago Bear Jester's hat.
Okay. So, let's create one.
What I found interesting, and we knew this would kind of happen, but Siri makes suggestions, and apps now are starting to use this.
Yes.
I logged into my banking app this morning with the new iOS 12 on my new iPhone, and it said, would you like to enable Siri Shortcuts? I said, well, yeah. And it said, okay, there's two things we can do. We could show you your balances and we can show you recent transactions. And so you get to choose what the phrase is, by the way. You could make it be, you know, hey, Shlomo, jump for joy, and it would show you your balances. Mm-hmm. I made it be something more like, show me my bank balance. That's good. Make it rain. And then it actually does it, and it's really cool. So what they've done effectively is made Siri a lot smarter. Mm-hmm. Hey, Siri, show me recent transactions on – oh, see, it's not doing it. That's the other problem. It's the iPad picked it up.
Yeah.
So
but shouldn't.
So ideally, you would do this somewhere away from your other devices. But it's cool. So I think you're going to see more and more applications be Siri suggestion aware, Siri shortcut aware. That's going to really be a revolution. I hope.
It is a little confusing because you can get to it two ways.
Right. And this is what's confusing for you is don't start in shortcuts because it's overwhelming.
Yeah. So this is the shortcuts app here that
it's just too much. It's programming.
Yeah. So and if you wanted to create a shortcut, you get all this and you think, OK, what do I want to do? Do I want to find
And this was workflow
music?
And this was been out for years, but it didn't really take off. And I think Apple had a brilliant insight, which was let's kind of automate this process with Siri suggestions. And that really, I think, is going to be a revolution.
So the other way to get to it is. So that app you have to download. But even if you don't have that app, you go to Siri and search, and then you go to
shortcuts. It's not built in like when you install iOS 12?
No. Shortcuts has to be downloaded. The app has to be downloaded. I think just because they don't want to confuse people.
They don't want people they don't want to overwhelm people. You still get Siri suggestions.
Yeah. So here's the things that I've done lately, which is view my photos, which you saw me do many times. Apparently, I went to the website NASA astronauts flying aboard crew Dragon.
So this is Siri noticing things you've done.
So let's
and offering to make something for that.
Right. So I want to know who's going to be on the SpaceX Dragon crew. So let's make a shortcut for that to go to the website whenever I ask. So I'll say, "Who's it going to be, Elon?" And then
now, do you find it difficult to remember?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but
and that's my biggest problem with this. They need to is and maybe there is somewhere, but I haven't seen a list of all of the shortcuts you've created.
Right. So let's.
I guess there is.
There is my shortcuts. I've got it. Okay. I've got it. So let's try this one. Who's it gonna be, Elon? And then I go straight to that website. NASA astronauts flying aboard Crew Dragon.
That's pretty cool.
That was a different one, I guess. That was from August. So that's not. So if there was a website where it really was going to tell me that. And that was just in my shortcuts. So, yeah, here's a list of my shortcuts that I have. Find Leo, say cheese, check the news. Here's one. Show me today's trash fire.
I don't see an app for that. You'll need to download one.
You need Trash Fire, the app.
Show me today's trash fire.
I don't see an app for that. You'll need to download
see
one.
See that? Why didn't that work? Because it says it right
phone?
Here. Oh. Show me today's trash fire. Mm. Why didn't that work?
Huh.
Trash fire, trash fire, trash fire.
What it does is launch Twitter, which I think is completely appropriate. Yeah.
Trash fire, trash fire, trash fire.
I don't see an app for that.
Ugh.
I don't see it. What are you doing?
Live demo.
Here's some of the recommendations it gave me. And this is based on what you're doing. So as you use iOS 12, every once in a while, go to Siri and search in the settings. Twit rundown, Google Sheets. Mm-hmm. So if I do that. I want to see what's going to be on Twit. So I could, if I wanted to add that, just say, show me the Twit rundown. And of course, like everybody else, it confuses Twitter with Twit. Thank you ever so much. This is the list. By the way, the list of shortcuts I have created. Mm-hmm. So that is nice. That was what I was asking for. And look how quickly Apple responded. Mm-hmm. That's probably why they were calling to tell me they'd done that.
Yeah,
I called my daughter yesterday, so I can have a call Abby Laporte. New inbox item, an OmniFocus, because apparently I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really nice. I could say, instead of take a note, I could say, actually, maybe I could say take a note. How about that? Take a note. Hey, Siri. Take a note. and it launches OmniFocus and creates a new blank eye.
Oh, that's good.
So these are really, I think these are going to be things people will use. They have to. You have to remember that it'll go to Siri and search every once in a while because it's watching what you do. And then the other thing to do when you use an app, look around in the app and see if it supports Siri shortcuts. My banking app, USAA, did. Mm-hmm. And that was like, wow, people are really jumping on this bandwagon.
Yeah, they. I mean, a lot of them have it. But when I looked at a lot of the apps that don't, a lot of apps don't have it yet. It seemed like everything I was looking for didn't have it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do like it so far. Here's a list of the apps at Tile and VRBO, My Fitness with Jillian Michaels. I don't use any of these apps. But if I did, I would certainly...
Well, Tile's great. You could say, hey, where's my briefcase? Mm-hmm. Where's my purse? So that's handy.
Yeah, that's true. Lufthansa. Book a hotel.
As more airlines do this, it's great. My TripIt program will do this. Mm-hmm. I can say, hey, TripIt, when's my flight leave? And it will pop up flight. So I don't know if that's TripIt specifically or Siri, but somehow they're working together. I think this is really going to be a revolution. It's the single most exciting thing for me about iOS 12. And there's lots of neat stuff in iOS 12.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting more involved in it. So start with the Siri shortcuts in your settings, in your Siri settings. But if you're already familiar with Workflow, then just go ahead and download the shortcuts app.
Yeah, Workflows is, I did a demo. You can go back a few episodes. We did a demo of programming in Workflow. And really is, at some point, you're doing actual programming. Mm-hmm. And that's why Siri Suggestions, to me, is
easier.
Is very exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's giving people that power, but without making them sit down and learn how to write code. In
yes, yeah. But the Shortcuts app is a little bit easier than Workflow. So, yeah.
Is it?
A little bit easier. So, it still has that show when...
So they have changed it a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So, like, I can, enter your name in there and do the message.
That's good.
And then, share it with someone. But it's unclear here how to add it to Siri. Like, that was what I still couldn't figure out. But maybe after you finish it, and then there's all these things. So
there is when you get through it, there'll be a choice of how you want it to how you want to activate it.
Here it is, add to Siri.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. What do you got?
Nifty. Mine. Now, besides getting Mojave, which we got yesterday, and iOS 12, which we got last week, we got watchOS 5, and there's some new watch faces, including this new one, Infograph, which has more complications than ever before, although I have noticed some limitations. Let me unlock my iPhone. Always start, if you're going to play with the Apple Watch, and by the way, I got the new 44 millimeter. This is a black aluminum.
So that Infograph face is only on the new watches.
No.
Because I thought that's how, because it's taking advantage of all the corners.
You can use it on other watches, I'm pretty sure. I think Lisa put it on my old, I gave Lisa my old Series.
Because I thought it was the
Series 3 watch.
But it was taking
I think she set it up, but maybe I'm wrong. I believe it's capable. Somebody's mentioning, and this is really true, LastPass now has autofill in iOS 12.
Yes.
So if you're a LastPass user, one of our sponsors, that is another great reason to use it. Mm-hmm. This is the Infograph. Yeah, maybe you have to. I thought it was in all watches with watchOS 5, but because it does take advantage of the somewhat, by the way, not massively larger screen, but somewhat larger screen on the new Apple Watch. But look at all the complications you get. Now, there are some limitations to this. For instance, not every app that you have on your phone will be able to be placed on the screen with a complication. But some of them are pretty cool, like the Air Quality Index. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't need it here. Our air is pretty good. But if you lived in, Beijing, you might really want to know, is it safe to go outside? Here's your battery life. And notice, by the way, with this new watch face, how they're, in order to get all these complications on, they've made some of the complications are kind of different, right? See, this is the weather complication. And what it's showing is the temperature range, 56 degrees tonight, 76 degrees later in the day, and the current temperature. I like that, how it kind of curves around the watch face. Notice with calendar, which is one of them, if you put calendar in a corner, it's going to look like that. If you put it in the middle, because you have four complications in the middle of the face, it's going to put your next appointment in a curve across the top and the day and date there. I really like that. My favorite program, Drafts, of course, works. Heart rate.
And then you've got Lisa in there. You can just press
this
your
is,
face.
This is one of the things I really like that's kind of new. Let me go back. I forgot what I had there, but we'll put the Air Quality Index. You can also put favorites in there. So anybody you favorited on your, and I'm sorry, Megan, you're not one of my favorites.
You're not one of mine either.
Okay.
Even my daughter's not one of mine, just my boys, apparently.
But for instance, there's Abby's face. It's hard to see because it's so small, but it shows up on the watch. So let me show you what happens. Now, when I tap my son's face, it'll bring up his picture, his name. I can call him, I can message him, and I can email him directly from the watch. Isn't that cool? And that's just a little, the music. Now, I'm a little disappointed because Audible, which is now available on my watch and I can listen to my audiobooks, Audible, another sponsor, doesn't have a complication yet. But I'm sure that they will. Also, walkie-talkie. And we didn't really talk about that, but you're definitely going to want to put walkie-talkie on a complication on your watch face somewhere so you can quickly, hey, Lisa, we're showing off walkie-talkie. How you doing? So now it takes a little time to connect. I actually made Lisa start wearing an Apple Watch just so we could do this demo. But once it connects, it will send her that audio, which it just did, and maybe she'll talk back to us. I'll turn the microphone down. Maybe she'll just pretend she didn't hear anything. She may be on a call, which probably is the case. But so that's really cool. If you want, we can set up walkie-talkie, you and I. Because it's nice because you can have multiple people in your walkie-talkie. And if you do, like if I add Megan, which I'm going to do, see, here's my contact list. And I'm going to scroll down to the M's using the stem, which is, they took the time machine out. Did you notice that?
No, where you could like just go back and forth through time.
Yeah. I guess I don't know you.
I found it was hard because it brings in every one of your contacts.
Yeah, and not all of them, of course, have that capability.
Right. It should just make sure it show the people put. That.
So now it's inviting you.
Okay, and now I've got invited, so here's what it looks
Take
like.
Take your hat out of the
gosh.
Shot. Now you can show hers. Hat. Okay, and so you accept the invite.
Always allow. What am I doing?
And now we're talking, baby. So let's just show you what it sounds like. Hey, Megan, what's happening?
Not much,
no, wait.
Leo. Wait, okay, but I heard you say it. Okay, wait, okay. Yeah,
well, you wait till you hear it on the watch, will you?
Okay, you talk.
Okay, put the watch up to the microphone. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
See, it's almost real time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can press and talk back.
Hello.
So it's almost real time once you connected. The initial connection sometimes takes a while. You have to press and hold. It's not like the old Nextel phones where it makes a really loud bleep, but the world is going to hear your conversation. So, you know, use this. Don't use it on an airplane. Use it judiciously. Don't use it on mass transit. But it is kind of cool that we can, you know, now I can talk to you. So what I think is a little weird is they don't put that in the favorites complication. Like that should be one of the things in the favorites complication. So you're gonna put this up on the walkie-talkie, and then when you show it, you're gonna have to choose of the people that you've added who you're gonna want to talk to. My wife or Megan? My wife or Megan? Megan is my wife. My wife is Megan. So I think that's really cool. It's really a fun feature. In fact, we could have used this in Europe because somehow Lisa kept losing me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And it would have been nice to go, Lisa, where are you? And then silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does make people probably buy more watches, too.
Right. Lisa, you know, is going to wear a watch now, which is good for Apple. They've added a lot of nice new features in Watch OS 5. I really like it. And this new watch face is kind of fun. I don't know if I'll stick with it. It is certainly information rich. Lisa said, yeah, that's a typical man. Men love those watches with all the dials and bells and whistles. But they have other watch faces, too, like a kaleidoscope watch face and things like that.
I have the same watch face. I don't know.
Which one? Using the info?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah. So you've put your kids.
Yeah, Hook and Milo.
And
My workout. There.
Workout I have on there,
my
too.
My battery.
Yeah.
My timers. And then my calendar.
So as I mentioned, you can configure this on the watch. It's so much easier to do it on your phone, and that's what I'd recommend. and it shows you all the choices you have. In fact, now I remember what I had in my top left. Now that you mentioned workout, I had my activity rings. And that's a nice way to show the activity rings. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit better because it doesn't just show the rings. It shows the actual numbers of each ring. Mm-hmm. So a busy watch face, but I like it.
Yeah, I go back and forth because, like I said, it doesn't have Pocket Casts, which is...
I wish it had Pocket Casts and Audible.
Yeah. Well, and the Audible app leaves a little bit to be desired, too, I think. Because when I use Pocket Casts, I don't really listen to podcasts on my watch without my phone.
Right.
But I use it to control my podcasts. So if I'm not, right, like, near my phone...
The thing that's different about Audible is you can actually now copy a book, which I've done. In fact,
But then you can't... Like, I want to just be able to control my book. Like, I want to be able to turn it on.
Well, you could still do that if you're playing it. For instance, when I get in the car and I'm listening to my book, I can still control the book from the watch. And it's playing through my car.
I haven't been able to do that yet.
Oh, yeah. No, that works fine.
Okay, good. Because
But now, if I want to, I can play this. And it will give me a choice of the AirPods or the speaker that I've paired it to.
But why won't it give you a choice of playing it on your phone? That's what I don't understand.
If you're playing on your phone, why are you playing with it on the watch?
Because your phone's not around. Like, I'm walking around listening to my audiobook and...
Where's your phone?
It's just somewhere not right at my ready.
Oh, it's in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you want to...
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening... Okay, so watch. I'll show you what happens.
Okay.
If you start on your phone...
Okay.
So I'm listening on my phone.
Okay, yes.
Notice it pops up.
No. It doesn't. That's your downloaded version, right?
It should the
now playing app.
Now playing should there it is.
Nope. Okay, no.
Maybe it's in now playing. I know when I was in my car, I was able to. I thought I was able to control it, but I might be wrong. Huh? This is, by the way, a gripping novel that I've been listening to for
a very
long
time. 12 episodes of It Was Today. That's been the... For me, it hasn't worked. It's just I could stream it to a Bluetooth headphones, and that's it.
I'm trying to remember. But when I got in my car, of course, I had a new phone, mm-hmm, paired it to the car, started listening to my book. I thought I had control on my watch as well.
I know that's how Pocket Casts works.
Yeah.
But
that may be something missing from the Audible.
Yeah.
And it may also be that the complication is something that the creators of Pocket Cast and Audible's watch apps have to add.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that. But if that's the case, then I would expect that eventually you'll get a complication for your watch face as well. One of the reasons I think there hasn't been a lot of pressure to make complications for the watch faces is we haven't had that many complications. But now with this watch face, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different little, that's what these little things are called, complications on here. I like this. It's a little hard to tell what time it is, though.
Yeah. How do you? There's no time on there.
What time is it?
One of
I don't
those,
know.
Like, sticks
I don't know.
In the middle
it's
there.
You know what it is? It's time to say goodbye.
It is.
Megan Maroney.
Yeah.
That's what time it is. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We do iOS Today every Tuesday morning around about 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC. Please stop by and watch us do it live at twit.tv/live. Or if like our guest, Jim and Patty from Chicago, you'd like to be in studio, just email tickets at twit.tv. We'll put a chair out for you. You can also subscribe and listen on demand. Just go to twit.tv/iOS to find all of the previous episodes. And to subscribe, you can either do it from there or launch Pocket Casts or Overcast or Apple's Podcasts, Google Play, whatever you listen to, Stitcher, Slacker, and search for iOS Today. You'll find it and subscribe. That way you'll have a copy of it on your phone, on your watch, wherever you are, anytime. Thanks for being here. How could people contact us?
Megan at twit.tv. That's the easiest way. I'm checking it right now. You can't see.
If you record a 30-second or less video, put it up on YouTube. Start it with your first name and city. We're almost certainly going to use it, unless there's nudity, in which case
don't encourage them.
Yeah, take it. Use it later. Thank you for watching. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Who is this host I'm working with? Bye bye.